This goes to the Veterans Administration of Battle Creek, Dr. David Camp, C-A-M-P, fax 616-249-5330, regarding Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Vernon, V like Victor, E-R, N like November, O, N like November. Date of birth 1/25 of 1974. Dear Dr. Camp, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vernon with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 1 diabetes, a history of hypertension, and ischemic cardiomyopathy. His last visit was March 17th of this year. Today he had diarrhea for several hours and got fairly dehydrated. He has been able to push fluids since that time and keep everything down without vomiting, but blood pressure is very low today. He does not have dizziness, no syncopal episodes. He's actually been feeling pretty well other than the diarrhea. His last hemoglobin A1C is 7.1, and so he knows blood sugars are very well controlled. And he's not been suffering from substantial hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No visible blood in the stool. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea and no edema. Medications. I want to highlight the insulin pump with regular insulin. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 205 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 72 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 90/60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft to non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-3 of 2025. Creatinine is 2.12 with estimated GFR of 37. Calcium is 9.4, sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 4.3, hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine level, but this does fluctuate, and we will be checking these labs every 3 months. 2, type 1 diabetes, very well controlled currently. 3, ischemic cardiomyopathy, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.